This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor, the exiled head of state who fomented civil war and unrest that led to the near collapse of Liberia and neighboring Sierra Leone, he will be extradited back to Liberia. Since 2003, Mr. Taylor has been living in Nigeria. Today, Nigeria's president, Olusegun Obasanjo, announced he will turn the disgraced leader over to Liberian authorities. It is believed that Mr. Taylor will then face the International War Crimes Tribunal for West Africa, where he's under indictment for crimes against humanity. David M. Crane is the former prosecutor of the International War Crimes Tribunal for West Africa, called the Special Court for Sierra Leone, and he joins us from Virginia. Mr. Crane, welcome.
Good day. How are you?
Now, there have been calls for the extradition of Charles Taylor since he left Liberia in 2003. Why has the Nigerian government agreed to turn him over now?
Well, when we unsealed the indictment against Charles Taylor back in June of 2003, which stripped him all of his political power, and he was set aside in Nigeria, the president of Nigeria said that we would turn him over if a duly elected president of Liberia asked for that to happen. The indictment started the process by which the new president of Liberia was elected, and last week, while she was in the United States, announced that she had asked President Obasanjo to turn this indicted war criminal over for a fair trial in Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Has Liberia indicated that it will immediately send Mr. Taylor to the War Crimes Tribunal?
That certainly is expected. That is what new president clearly stated last week.
What does today's announcement mean to the people of Liberia and to Sierra Leone? Maybe to the international community?
It's a huge step in the right direction for the people of Africa, and particularly West Africa. This is the first head of state in history ever indicted at the international level for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Charles Taylor is individually criminally responsible for the murder, rape, maiming, and mutilation in Liberia and Sierra Leone of over 1.2 million human beings. Justice must be done, and this is the beginning. And this is so significant for international criminal justice because this is the 60th anniversary year of the end of the Nuremberg trials, which began the process by which we faced down the beast of impunity. This is a wonderful day for peace, for justice, and for the people of Sierra Leone.
Could you just tell us what is in that, some of the things that are in that indictment, what charges Charles Taylor will face before the International Tribunal?
Yes, certainly. In that indictment, there is a long list of alleged horrors beyond description, of which he was a major part of the joint criminal enterprise, which destroyed two countries. But he is indicted for murder, for rape, mutilation, sexual slavery, pillaging, terrorism, among many other war crimes and crimes against humanity.
And how do you feel about the government of Liberia? Do you feel that government is in stable enough shape to be able to tolerate a trial of Charles Taylor at this point?
Well, again, the government of Liberia is moving forward after a dark decade of atrocity under Charles Taylor. This is a beginning.
David Crane signed the original indictment against former Liberian President Charles Taylor. He is now a distinguished visiting professor at Syracuse University College of Law. Mr. Crane, thank you so much.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you very much.